the 2006 International AIDS Conference, Time to Deliver, brought to you by KaiserNetwork.org. Today, achieving universal access to HIV/AIDS treatment was a major focus at the 16th International AIDS Conference in Toronto, and the World Health Organization's HIV/AIDS Director Kevin DeCock reported significant increases in antiretroviral therapy coverage, or ART.
Of the global total of 38.6 million persons living with HIV, approximately 6.8 million in low and middle-income countries currently require antiretroviral therapy. WHO estimates that by end June 2006, some 1.65 million persons in need were accessing ART for an overall coverage of 24%.
More than 1 million sub-Saharan Africans now receive ART, but the vast majority of people there are not getting HIV drugs. And with the number of people in need of treatment on the rise, DeCock noted treatment access must expand more quickly. A recent study showed that ART has saved an estimated 3 million years of life in the United States. But Anthony Fauci of the U.S. National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease said current efforts to broaden treatment availability are falling short.
But that's where we start getting in trouble, because that is not enough. And the reason it's not enough is that a large portion of the world has still not yet gotten the advantage of those scientific advances.
14% of new HIV infections globally are in children under age 15, and most contract it from their mothers. According to the WHO, an estimated 800,000 children around the world are in need of HIV treatment, but fewer than 100,000 are receiving it. Ruth Nundati of the University of Nairobi talked about the situation in sub-Saharan Africa, where most of the world's infected children live.
This epidemic is evolving in the midst of a chronic crisis of child health and poverty in sub-Saharan Africa. And the problems of poverty aggravate the HIV epidemic, and the HIV epidemic in turn aggravates the poverty that is being experienced.
Born HIV positive in the U.S. 22 years ago and told she wouldn't live beyond her fifth birthday, Haida Broadbent told parents to communicate with their children.
Your kids, we're the future. We really are. And if we're not educated, I don't think we're going to have a bright future.
Jill Braden Balderas with KaiserNetwork.org.